Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message. Ourselves.
And I'm going to finish week, which is talking about back to the basics. And we're talking about the gospel. Tell your neighbor we're talking about the gospel. Come on, say it like you mean it. We're talking about the gospel. Now, I talked about the gospel with many things. I talked about how to share the gospel. And then I also talked about allowing the gospel to do its work and not us trying to do the work of the gospel. What did I mean by that? What I was saying is we try to force people into Christ without realizing that there has to be something that happens in their heart. Guess what? You cannot change somebody's heart. Do you know that? I can't change anybody's heart. There's no way that I can do it. The only way that can be done is through God and his power. Amen. So let's pray, and we're going to get straight into this. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, dear God, for the opportunity to share your word once again with your people. I pray, dear God, that your word would go forth, dear God, that it would confirm in us who we are, and dear God, that it would constantly correct, train, and even rebuke us if we need to be rebuked. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, let's go to Galatians chapter 1. Verses 3 through 17. And this week we are going to be talking about the gospel by revelation. Somebody say revelation. Now, this is not just the book of Revelation, but the gospel by revelation simply means that the only way you can receive the gospel is when God reveals himself to you. We don't wake up in the morning just one day, and my dad always says it like this. You don't wake up one morning and just be like, oh, I want to receive the gospel. It doesn't happen like that. But what happens is God is working on you. And some of us, we are praying for our friends and family members. And the prayer that we need to begin to pray is that God reveal yourself to them. The Bible says that nobody comes to God unless the Spirit draws them. So there is a spiritual element, and we call that spiritual element revelation on who God is. Amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and read this chapter, Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 17. It says this: grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God and Father, of our God and Father, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. It says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel. So what Paul is already saying right here is they are beginning to believe something different than the gospel that was taught. And what happens is maybe you begin to think, OK, I'm doing this in my own strength. The Bible constantly says that you are not saved by your own works, so that no man can boast. Amen. But that we all might give glory to the Father. But here it says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him, which is Jesus, who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, so what does that mean? There are some people that may come saying this is the gospel, but it's not. They're perverting it. Have you ever had something that was polluted before? Your water, have you ever had water and something got in there and you're like, hey, I'm not going to drink that. I don't want to drink that anymore because there's something in it that should not be there. That's what happens when people try to put their own works and their own stamp on what the gospel truly is. But verse 8, in Galatians chapter 1 is very powerful. And I really believe this even applies to the Muslim faith. I don't know if anybody knows about Islam and Muslims. Muhammad, the leader, will tell you that an angel came and visited him and gave him what we have now have as the Islamic religion. Right. But it says right here in verse 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. OK, so when somebody says somebody shared something that was outside of God, and this is why it's always very careful. If you say you have, and I believe that there are angels, but if you say you saw an angel and the angel gives you a message that is not contrary with the word of God, I can't accept it. I don't believe that it was an angel. The Bible says that the devil will even show himself as an angel. He is evil, right? If you're an evil person, you don't always just say, hey, I'm evil. What you try to do is you try to trick people. You try to scam people, right? Anybody had a phone call and they say, hey, these are very popular now. Hey, your credit card number, your credit card, we have your information and something happens. We need you to give us your credit card number so we can fix it. And these are all scams that constantly go on. And my wife knows, I just start talking with them. And I just be like, oh, wow, they're going to do this, baby. I just stay on the phone as long as they are because I know it's a scam. And I just playing jokes with them. Oh, really? Wow. And I'm Precious is not even at the house, but I'm like, hey, babe, they said they could do this to our credit card. I can't believe this. Mom, I'm blown away. And I just stay on the phone. Are you serious? You know, after a while, they hang up and they're like, you're wasting my time. I'm like, no, you are wasting my time. Okay, but what happens is I know it's a scam. And if you know something is a scam, you can be prepared not to fall into that scam. Right? So if an angel comes, everybody say this, if an angel comes to me and does not speak the word of God, it's a lie. Now check this out. Why are you saying this? Because many people claim to be spiritual, right? And when they claim to be spiritual, even like this, I've heard people that get high, they say they've encountered angels, right? And some people say I get to speak to God while I'm high. And the problem with that is they are going through another door besides Jesus to speak to God. That's very dangerous. Okay. And what begins to happen is they think that I have to go through this so I can speak to God, when God says, no, Jesus even says, I am the door. Anyone that comes to me any other way is a liar and a thief. And guess what? When you are in, what you are actually entering into is a spiritual realm. And not only is there God there, but there is devils. There is demons that are trying to, number one, take your life. God has no desire for you to be addicted to a drug. God has no desire for you to be addicted to anything. God wants you to, the Bible says, God wants you to have life in its abundance. He wants you to have life with his peace attached to it. Life with joy. That's why that song that we sang, that's one of my favorite songs. I remember singing that even when I was a little kid. But this verse is very important when we are speaking about revelation of the gospel, because what they received was a revelation, but it wasn't fine. Amen. It says this. I'm going to read that once again. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? And this is a question Paul is asking, but he says, for if I still please men, I will not be a bond servant of Christ. Then he goes on and says, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Now, what is he saying here? He is saying it is not man-made. Man didn't make the gospel. Anybody heard somebody say this book was made by men? Why do you believe that book that was made by men? And the Bible actually says, and this is very important for us as Christians to stand upon the word of God. It says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is useful for correcting, rebuking, and training us up in righteousness, right? And it tells us how it was written. It says it was inspired by the Spirit of God. It was not inspired by man, okay? So even what Paul is saying here to the church of Galatia, he's saying that this gospel is not according to man. This is not man's standards that we're trying to place on you. There's nothing that you can do in your own flesh. It only comes from accepting Jesus Christ. Amen. It says this, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through. This is key. It came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when you receive the gospel, it comes not just from somebody teaching. Okay? This is important. Now, am I saying that God won't use a teacher? He will use a teacher. But that's not going to be the end of your salvation. That's not where you're going to get it from. You're going to get it from Jesus revealing himself. Because how many of you know there's been many people that have been in the church for years and years and years and have truly heard the gospel, but they don't accept it. Right? They're around church. They're around church people. They can even talk the language, but they have not received the gospel because I believe they haven't said, God, reveal yourself to me. And that's a prayer that we must pray when we are seeking God and his gospel, the message of the gospel, especially for people that don't know him. You have to get to the place of saying, God, I really want to know if you're real. I really want to know you for myself. I have plenty of people that I've heard testimonies from that were seeking out different religions. And while they were seeking it, they just got to a point and said, God, if you're real, show me. And that prayer right there opened the door for God to reveal himself. Because they asked God to show them who he is. That's revelation. Revelation is really just showing. God showing himself to you. Somebody say, God, show me yourself. God, show me yourself. That's what it is. Because when I say, oh, look, this is the great reveal. Maybe you're a team that has new jerseys and they're going to have a ceremony. It's called a reveal ceremony where you get to see what they look like. These are what they're going to look like. And everybody's like, oh, wow, that's nice. I like the new black on black. I like this color. You know, they get excited about it. But even us as Christians, I'm going to say this, it is very important for us to still say, even after we've accepted the gospel, God, continue to reveal yourself to me. I don't believe the gospel is a one-time thing for us where I accept him and now I'm good. I can do what I want to do. I believe that it's a continual God, pour your spirit into me. Show me more of you. God, I'm not good enough. I can't do this on my own account. I need you to continue to show me who you are. Amen. That doesn't mean God is not expanding himself. He's already as big as it can be. But we are finite, which means we can't do everything. We are limited. That's what that word means. We are limited. And we're saying, God, even in my limitations, I want to know you even more. So help me know you even more. Amen. We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon. I'm going to read that verse again. Galatians chapter 1, verse 12 says, for I neither received it from man, the gospel, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then Paul goes on to share his testimony. Somebody say, testify. Come on, say it like you mean it. Testify. It says, "For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it." And he says, "And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my father." Okay, so what is he saying? He persecuted this very thing that he's now preaching. He's saying, "I spent all my energy trying to learn the ways of Judaism," which in itself was not wrong, but what began to happen was they began to rely on themselves to do the things that only God can do, right? They began to rely on themselves. It's about if I keep this commandment, it's about if I do this, if I do that. They just wiggled it down just to rules and regulations, but God is not a rules and regulations God. He's a God of relationship. Amen. He's a God that wants to know you. When God knows you, this is the powerful thing about it. When you know God, it will cause your heart to change. And when God causes your heart to change, he changes your life. Right? When you know God, that's what begins to happen. So my prayer is, continue, God, to show me you so I know you even more. Even though I've been saved, I gave my life to Christ when I was 7 years old. I'm almost going to be saved for 30 years. Right? I'm not that old, though. I'm still, you know, I'm still pretty young. But what I'm trying to tell you is I have to continue to say, God, I want to know you more. Because anytime I get in my own feelings or anytime I get in my own way or try to do things my own way, I get lost. Amen. So it's a daily commitment to a relationship, and it happens when we say, "God, show me you." Tell your neighbor, "God, show me you." Or say, tell your neighbor, "I want to know God more." That's a little bit better. All right, here we go. Then it says in verse 15, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, then I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus." So what is Paul saying there? He said, when I was doing all this with all my power and all my might, God chose to stop me in my tracks and reveal his son to me. And I don't know if you guys know about this. When Paul was on the road to Damascus, you can actually read this in the Bible. He was on the road to Damascus to continue to persecute the body of Christ. Basically, he was trying to kill anybody that said they were with Jesus Christ. He was like, if you say you're with Jesus, that's not how we do in Judaism. He is not the Son of God. And what happened was on the way, he was riding on his horse and a light shone down from heaven. And the light spoke to him and said, I am the Son, Jesus Christ. Why are you persecuting me? And he was blinded for a time. And while he was on his way, God revealed himself with his power. Somebody say power. He revealed himself so he could understand who Jesus really was. And that changed Paul's whole life. When you get in connection and you are revealed who Jesus truly is, it will truly change your life. It's nothing that you have to do. After you see God, it's like, man, God, I just want to be with you, God. Right? I mean, we are a relationship-driven society, at least on TV. That's how we make it look like, right? Everybody wants to be in a relationship. Everybody has to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband or a wife or something like that. But when you find the right person, for real, and you're like, man, this meets all my... Hallelujah! I don't need to look no further, right? It should be the same way in our spirits. Your spirit man is looking for something. Whether you know it or not, your spirit is looking for something. And many times we try to fill it with so many different things, but you got to say, God, reveal yourself to me. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 23. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 43. And after this, we will be headed home. Amen. And this story is about Jesus being crucified on the cross. And I actually said, I preached about this not too long ago, but I want to go back over it because it's powerful. So Jesus is on the cross. I'm going to start at verse 36. It says, the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. Okay. Now, listen. Something God is putting in my spirit is they keep saying, if you are. Right. There's a difference when you say if and I know you are. So they want to see God do something in their lives, or pretty much he wants to get saved. But this criminal is not saying, he's not making reference to who he is, because it has not been revealed to him. That's why you have people that can blaspheme, which means pretty much what he just did. Say you make fun of, you're making fun of Jesus, or you're saying, sometimes people say vulgar things about Jesus. Have you ever heard somebody say something just crazy and put Jesus in there and you're like, wow, that's a little, ooh, I might step back because of lightning. I don't know what's going to happen to that person, right? But that's because Jesus has not been revealed to them. I'm going to say this story real quick. I remember this. I might have shared it with some of you guys before. We used to do a ministry outreach. Me and a couple people would go downtown. We would sell our music as a way to kind of get the music out there. But we would also stand and wait for God to speak to us. And we would be outside the clubs. And while we were outside the clubs, there was one guy one day that came and was like, I don't need Jesus. Jesus needs me. And we were like, okay. You know, it's kind of interesting. And then a guy was like, no, you need Jesus. And he says, he came up to him and was like, you need Jesus like you need water. And then he broke it down. Your body is made up of 80% water. If you don't have water in your life, you die. And he said, that's how much you need Jesus. And me and my brother Chamie looked at it, was like, whoa. Like, it was a great message because he broke it down to him simple enough for him to catch it, that there is a true need for God. God doesn't need us. You guys know that he didn't have to send his son. God is okay by himself, but because he loves us, he wanted us. But they keep saying, if you are the Christ. And many times we don't know who he is, so that's when we'll say weird things about Jesus. But we must say, God, show me who you are. And like in verse 40, it says, but the other answered, rebuked the other one, saying, do you not even fear God? Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong. Then he said to him, listen to what he says. And he says, Lord. Okay, so this had to be revealed to him by God. Amen. Even while he's on the cross, God reveals to him who he is. And I'm gonna say this. There's two people in life. There's only two kind of people in life. Those that know God and those that don't. Those that will say if he is, or those that say, Lord, you are. I think that's why Jesus had it there. These two people were facing death just like Jesus. And at the end of it all that's going to matter. Then he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, which means you can take this to the bank, right? You can stand on this. He says, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. The gospel must come by revelation. And many times we must say, God, reveal. God, show yourself to me. Amen. Now, I believe that we have all accepted God in our life. Has everybody asked Jesus into their hearts? Just raise your hand if you have. Okay, perfect. So the next step is to continue to say, God, continue to show me yourself. Show me who you are so I know who I am. Many times we go to God with our plans. And I don't know if you guys have heard people say, when you try to show God your plans, he laughs. Because God has plans. And the Bible says, even like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen? Amen. These are the plans that God has. But we must say, God, show me who you truly are. You might be in church. You might have given your life for Christ, but you might find yourself in different places in your life. Maybe you're making mistakes. Maybe you're trying to get things right. Maybe you're trying to figure it out. But God is just saying, ask me to help. Let me help you. Just say, God, show me who you are. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, that you will reveal yourself to those that ask. Your word says, if any man lacks wisdom or any woman lacks wisdom and asks from God, you will give to us generously. So, God, I pray to God that as we ask for you, dear God, that we would hear you, we would seek you, we will find you, and we will know you on another level. Continue to reveal yourself to our family and friends that may not know you, Jesus. Speak to their hearts, touch their hearts, dear God, so that they can say, I want to know God. God, we want to see in these next few months, dear God, people come to know you, Jesus. We want to see family members that we've been praying for come to know who you truly are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say, amen. If that was impactful to you, go ahead and slip your hand up. Amen. Praise the Lord. What we want to do is we want to get to that place where we can say, reveal yourself, oh God. Amen. Amen. I didn't hold you too long. I think it was 25 minutes.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.